Thank you for tuning to High Plains Public Radio. My name is Pupe Son, and I'm a new high school intern at the station, working remotely to cover community events. I'm excited to be here on High Plains Morning today, sharing news of an upcoming event in Oklahoma, one of the five states of HPPR listening region. It's time for the 28th Annual Chickasha Festival of Light, which has been named one of the best light displays in the U.S., presented by the Chickasha Economic Development Council in Oklahoma. It's going on now through December 31st, and this year's event is even more special since it will be accompanied by a musical celebration from regional folk duo, The Imaginaries. I've got Maggie McClure of The Imaginaries on the line with me to tell us more about the event. Hi, Maggie, and thank you for your time today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Let's get started. Can you tell us a little bit how you and your partner, Shane Henry, got involved with this event?
Yes. So my husband, Shane Henry, is the other half of The Imaginaries, which is our new band together. And we got connected with Jim Cowan, who is the director of the Chickasha Economic Development Council. And we brought him the idea about collaborating together on a new music video slash short film and promotional piece to help promote the city of Chickasha and everything that it has to offer, especially during the holiday season. So we're very excited to partner with them and our director, Reagan Elkins, with Intellego Media is also a part of the collaboration, and we couldn't be more excited.
Sounds like a great opportunity for everybody.
Definitely. That's for sure.
It also looks like you and Shane will be a part of the virtual tree lighting. Have y'all previously attended that event?
Yes, we are very excited to be a part of the Oklahoma City tree lighting event once again this year. We have been involved in the past in person, and it's always such a great event. We're very excited to be a part of it this year. It will be virtual, so it will be different, but we're really looking forward to it nonetheless.
I see that you're written a song for the festival, and it's the title track of your new holiday album, Hometown Christmas. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So Hometown Christmas is our newest original holiday single, and we wrote the song just about coming home for the holidays. There's really nothing like that feeling of being reunited with family and friends. And even though this year a lot of people won't be able to be in person together, we can still be together virtually, hopefully. And my husband Shane and I are very grateful that we will get to be home with our family this holiday season. And we just send this song out to everyone to bring some warmth and hope and love and to help spread some holiday cheer.
That's very touching.
Thank you.
So does that involve with the music video that just recently came out on the 18th?
Yes, the music video just came out, and it definitely captures that holiday homecoming that I mentioned that the song is about as well. And it really does capture that energy and that nostalgia of a holiday homecoming.
So can it be said that Shane is from the Chickasha area?
Yes, Shane grew up in the Chickasha area. He actually graduated from high school there in Chickasha.
So I'm assuming that kind of sparked the title for the album.
Yes, definitely. It's all very real, and we've lived in California and we travel a lot, and so we are always really excited when we get to come home, especially for the holidays. So there is true meaning and sentiment behind the title Hometown Christmas.
Okay, so Shane is from Chickasha. Are you from that area?
I'm from Norman, Oklahoma, which is about 45 minutes from Chickasha, closer to Oklahoma City.
Oh, that's not a bad distance.
No, it's pretty close.
To you, what is the most significant song of the new album?
Oh my, that's a hard question. We really love a lot of the songs on Hometown Christmas. And I would say we tend to be more excited about the newest ones. I would say that Hometown Christmas and First Thing on My Christmas List are our two favorite holiday originals that are on the album.
Why First Thing on the Christmas List?
First Thing on My Christmas List is an original holiday song that we wrote with our good friend Jeff Silbar, who wrote The Wind Beneath My Wings, the popular song. And that song has really opened some doors for us. We first released it a few years ago, and it's been really cool to see the opportunities that it's brought. It's been featured on a few different Hallmark Christmas movies and also in stores and in restaurants all over the world during the holidays.
So that song was like the spark of what you and Shane have been doing?
Yes. First Thing on My Christmas List really was the first Christmas song that we did together that started all of this.
That's very great.
Thank you.
It looks like on December 5th, there's a celebration going on. The Imaginaries will be there. Can you share more about the parade and the outdoor concert?
Sure. So on December 5th, the city of Chickasha will be having their annual Christmas parade, which is at 7 o'clock in the evening, 7 p.m. And the Imaginaries, we will be performing a special free outdoor acoustic holiday concert at the end of the parade at First and Chickasha. So we're really excited to be a part of the parade and a part of the whole event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It looks like there will be about like 40 floats. That's a lot of floats.
Yeah, we're very excited. It is a lot of floats, and I know that everyone will be very careful and be socially distanced and be respectful of that, but I think it's a cool way for us to continue some holiday traditions, and the concert will be outdoors as well.
And the parade will be on Main Street?
Yes, the parade will be down the Main Street there in downtown Chickasha.
Can you share about upcoming projects for 2021?
Yes, so 2021 is looking good for the Imaginaries. We are so excited to release our next single from our debut album. And following that, we will be releasing the debut album, which is self-titled, which we recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And we cannot wait for the world to hear it. We've had a couple restarts and resets with the past year and a half. We've had lots of setbacks, but we've been excited to release one single at a time, and we're just so excited to get the whole album out in 2021. And it's a little unsure what touring will look like in 2021, but we plan to make the most of all the opportunities that we have and make the most of this release.
It's great that you're all getting more opportunities and finding more.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely been a hard time for musicians right now, but we're grateful that we've found different opportunities to play live stream shows, to outdoor concerts, to interviews on shows like this. So we just plan to continue to push forward and do everything we can.
Given that 2020 has been a very challenging year for people across the High Plains and Oklahoma, is there anything you would like to say to your listeners and fans?
Yes, I would like to just say that it's important that we all realize that we're all in this together. And I think we can all relate to one another. And it's really important for us to be understanding and kind and accepting, and especially during this holiday season more than ever. I think we can all join together just to help spread some joy and cheer and love and unite and just be encouraged that we're not alone, that we're in this together, and that we will get through this season.
Thank you, Maggie, for your time. This was a very fun thing to do.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to do this with you guys, and I appreciate the support very much, and hopefully we'll get to meet one of these days.
We've been speaking with Maggie McClure from the folk duo The Imaginaries. They will be participating in the annual Chickasha Christmas Party down Main Street, presented by the Chickasha Economic Development Council. It will be on December 5th, starting at 7 p.m., so mark your calendars or you'll forget. It will also be in the virtual Oklahoma City Tree Lighting Festival. It will be streamed online and televised on News 9 on the 27th of November. It's Poupée here from High Plains Money. Thank you for listening.